producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. How do you do? What are you realizing today about today that wasn't true yesterday at this time, Jennifer? Give me one thing that's going on today that wasn't going on yesterday at this time.
Well, it was going on yesterday at this time, but I didn't realize it until yesterday evening, and now I'm really upset about the whole thing. I'm really behind in my DVR watch. And I have a reason.
What's the reason?
With all this political stuff going on this year, it seems like there's a debate every week.
Yep.
There's an election result thing to watch. And then guess what?
Yep.
I don't get to watch the People versus O.J. Simpson.
No! I actually haven't watched either, and people have been telling me it was quite good.
Yeah, I've heard
really by the time I get into bed, I don't want to just read for a few minutes and have a quick conversation. Sometimes not so quick with Meredith, but I just, good night. Adios. Be like the fountain that overflows today, not like the cistern that merely contains. Perhaps words of advice for Cam Newton. The things that you know, I'm guessing, that we don't have to spend much time on, you pretty much know what happened in New Hampshire, right? Everybody aware of that? We don't have to listen to people yelling about how wonderful their candidate is. You know what the story is.
As predicted.
Yep. So how many people know about the lawsuit in Chicago where the police officer is suing the victim's family? Do we need to go over that again? I don't know whether I find this to be compelling only in that it just kind of shows you how we are so out of luck, out of luck when it comes to people who have a clue. Oh, my God, this guy. If you don't know the story, I'll tell you quickly. Police officer's name is Robert Realmo, R-I-A-L-M-O. He shot Quintonio LeGreer, who was 19 years old last year. He shot him in the back four times. Some people say six times. I don't know what difference it makes. He was shot in the back, and that was the end of that. And one of the bullets went through Mr. LeGreer and killed his neighbor as well. So this police officer is called to the scene on a 911 call. LeGreer, who is mentally, what are we, mentally challenged? That's politically correct. We're in that sewer of political correctness.
The kids, they say, he ain't right.
Yeah, right. Right.
Is that politically correct?
But he calls the police and says, I'm having an attack. I need some help.
Mm-hmm.
So when the police officer gets there, it reminds me of a scene out of Love, Actually. You know, when what's the lady who's a great actress we always talk about? She had a brother that was somewhat deranged, and every time he was calling her, she was trying to make out with some guy at the office, and the phone rings, and it's her disturbed brother, and she has to go run down to the home. Remember that, those scenes?
I do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right. Sorry, I'm trying to remember the name of the actress, but it's not important probably to the story. The point is that here's this guy who's off his rocker, who's in containment, who is trying to hurt his sister. And so in this case, he doesn't know any better. Now, whether LeGreer didn't know any better, he calls the police. He knows that there's a problem. So the police come, and he chases him around with a baseball bat. And so the officer, understandably concerned about his own safety and well-being, pulls out his gun. This guy keeps chasing him with a baseball bat. So at some point in time, during the altercation, this guy, LeGreer, turns around and runs away, and the officer shoots him in the back. And while he's shooting him, one of the bullets goes through him, and his next-door neighbor who's there watching all of this gets hit with one of those bullets, and she's dead. So the police officer kills two people, and now he's suing the family of LeGreer for his own imbalance. Because he says now he can't work anymore, his life's been ruined, he killed these people. okay, I kind of get that. I think I'd go off my rocker, too, if I shot a couple of people.
Yeah.
But I'm not a police officer. I'm not in service. I'm not trained to deal with that stuff. Apparently, this officer wasn't either, which means he had no business being on this call, which he had no business having a gun, and had no business even being a police officer. So is it the city already has agreed to pay this guy $10 million, the family of LeGreer, because the wrongful death thing. So now the police officer sues the family for the $10 million.
You know, it's so convoluted. Everybody's everybody else, and everybody's saying,
it's
you know, and there is a lot of gray area in these cases. There's room to feel, to give sympathy to,
yes,
to a lot of people.
Yep.
But I think you touched on something when we spoke about this story before, Dougie, and that is mental evaluations and physical evaluations of law enforcement. I think it's fair. I think they're paid by the government. I think it's a fair thing to make sure that the best of the best are the ones that are out on the street, because as we talked about, a lot of pressure rides on police officers, especially now,
yep,
when around every turn someone is trying to take you down.
Yep, tough job. I wouldn't want to be a police officer. I haven't chosen to be. If you choose to be a police officer and be in service, then that's what you understand what it is. It's kind of like the NFL or players, you know, in a sense. Meredith convinced me, and I think that she's right. These guys know what they're in for when they get paid all these millions of dollars to get beat around. So they ought not to be suing the NFL, but people who have become, who have lost their ability to do any number of things because they played football. It isn't about suing everybody. It's about educating yourself. And if you're a parent, why in the name of heaven would you allow your child to be put in harm's way to the extent as you are when they play football or soccer or wrestle or they're hockey players? Or why would you do that?
Well, I mean, obviously the risk is worth the gain, the prize.
You're going to ruin your life?
People. Look, I mean, some people think they can handle everything. Some people say, well, I'll stay ahead of it. I'll make sure I get clear before I go back on the field. I mean, but to be fair with police officers, and maybe even to a certain extent older athletes, maybe someone like Peyton Manning, they might have assumed that there would be a risk. But, you know, for police officers now with the invent and everybody having cell phones and social media, which has really exploded over the last 5, 6 years.
Yeah.
This is new. I mean, people could have signed up to be police officers long before this was a new reality. Plus, there's been a culture shift of people trying to catch everybody in something and trying to get the evidence to blow someone's career up. So, I mean, that is new for a lot of people. And I think the same thing with football players. I mean, you knew you were doing some risk to yourself, but this new information about traumatic brain injuries, it really is in the last 5 years or so. And Doug, led by you, I think. I mean, you really did lead this movement.
I started talking about it, but I find myself talking I talk to myself about a lot of this stuff for a long time. And I'm not looking for credit. I just see something. It sort of reminds me of the speech that Ted Kennedy gave at his brother's funeral when JFK was killed. He saw wrongs and tried to right them. I feel that way very strongly. I'm very passionate about things that don't make me any money. In fact, when I get passionate about stuff and express myself on the air, sometimes it costs me radio stations. But that's the way I am.
It's kind of the same thing. I mean, you take a calculated risk.
Right. You take a position and you take a risk. So all these people, Trump has taken a position, takes a risk. If you want to look at politicians,
and
look at business
way,
people. And or
he beats up a lot of people, but he also gets beaten up a lot by the media, by everybody else. So, you know, I mean, everybody weighs what's valuable to them and what they're willing to withstand for the ultimate gain.
All right. We'll pause here for a moment, then we come back. I want to give you an alternative to the way Bernie thinks, okay?
Thank God.
A way of doing what he wants to do without doing it the way I'm telling you. There are ways of doing what he wants to do without doing it the way he wants to do it.
But who wants to do that?
Well, we'll figure it out. Whatever it is he said, I'll figure it out tomorrow. 15 past on Good Day.
There may have never been a roaring 20s if not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade.
So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 8866 at checkout. Code 8866.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-908-1509 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-908-1509. Call 800-908-1509. Again, that's 800-908-1509. 800-908-1509.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Jim Pee-wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape. The doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee-wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
All right, so it's 18 after Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer and I are studying things. Jennifer, I'm going to keep you at bay for a moment because I want to. Jennifer is upset about the president's proposal for body cameras on the border.
He can't
patrol
shut
agents.
Down the border, but he can put body cameras on people
so they can dismantle
fabulous.
Them.
Fabulous, so that they can sue us for even more.
No. Just they can tear them apart like the police in Chicago do.
Maybe
so they don't work. All right, here's the way to do what Bernie Sanders wants to do without doing it the way Bernie Sanders wants to do it. Okay?
Right.
There is the first thing, if you go to GoFundMe today, the story of Jason Pinardo, who has taken it upon himself to help Philadelphians who have no homes. In 1 week, last week on this day, Wednesday last week, he said, I want to prepare dinners for at least 150 people who are homeless. How can I do that? So he set up a GoFundMe page, and he raised $22,345 in a week. 439 people gave to the cause because they decided on their own, without having somebody extract the money from them, they volunteered to help people who are homeless in Philadelphia. Isn't that the way to fix the problem? Not to have somebody, whether we're good or bad, I don't want somebody coming to me and saying, you have to do this.
I know.
Because I don't want to do it. If I don't want to do it, I shouldn't have to do it in a free country. You can call me a selfish cur, whatever you want to, but that's the way it is. Not to have somebody extract from me money to help these people. I want to, if I'd have been in the position, I'd have given them $20,000 myself to help. If I decide I want to do that, that's the American way, is it not? 21 after on Good Day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Let's do this. I got minds to twist and values to warp. Mr. Tyler,
your Skittles portrait.
That is E to the Z, ooh, tweedly disgusting.
You haven't heard me sing diddly ding yet.
Dream on. Higher.
Dream on.
I think a little higher.
Dream on.
Rock the rainbow. Taste the rainbow.
You may remember if you watched that event last Sunday on TV, they called it the Super Bowl. It was a Steven Tyler commercial for Skittles. And it featured a portrait of Tyler done, made up of Skittles, the candy, the different colors, kind of like M&M's, except there's a different flavors.
They don't have chocolate. Not chocolate inside.
No. So anyway, that is now up for auction. The portrait of Steven Tyler up for auction. What do you suppose it'll bring? What's something like that? The world is crazy.
Yeah, somebody
come up with
right. Somebody will pay stupid money for it.
Somebody, I mean, isn't it amazing what some people? That's really the way to look at it, Richie. It is stupid money. It was placed up for auction. The high bid was so far $5,100 by yesterday afternoon. So that's not real stupid money. They used 20,000 Skittles to make the portrait and weighed 50 pounds. That was kind of interesting. So would you pay $5,100 for that thing?
No.
Would you pay $5,100?
For $5,100, Steven Tyler would have to come to my house, hit that high note, and have his head explode in my living room.
Yeah. All live video.
Now, that would be a story.
Yeah,
and a half.
I would
right.
do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so you have that story at DougStephan.com. Also today in the music department, there is a settlement to be announced. Warner Music has taken care of the problem that so many of us didn't know we had, that we couldn't use Happy Birthday. Yep. Did you realize that you're still not supposed to be singing Happy Birthday? Because Warner Music owns it. And so there was a...
Look at you, you rebel. You're just flashing it in their face.
I know, right, exactly. That's me, Hollywood Reporter.
DougStephan.com for all the lawyers driving around listening.
All right, help yourself. Take your best shot.
I dare you.
This song goes back to 1935. And normally after, what is it, 10 years, 12 years, supposed to go to public domain? I think
it's more like 50 years.
Is it 15? Okay, well, whatever it is. Most people figure that this had gone beyond the point of being worried about in the public domain department. But Warner Music was trying to challenge this. They were looking to get more money. And I don't know where they were going to get the money from. I guess it would be pretty much the way any other song. If we play it on the radio, there's a BMI, there's a license agreement that requires that you pay X number of pennies each time you air a particular song. And that's what they wanted to do. So I don't know where the $14 million is going, though. Anybody got it? They have collected $50 million in the past 25 years in licensing fees for the music company. The Warner Music people wanted to hold on to it, but now somehow or other they're going to get paid $14 million. But I don't know by who. It's not clear here to me where that money's coming from. But isn't it funny? The reason that I bring it up is because
the $14 million goes to anybody who paid a licensing fee for the song in the past.
Oh, and can you, Robin, it was like a class action lawsuit.
Yeah.
But isn't it interesting?
Because now it's going to be public domain, so they don't own the royalties.
Yeah. Isn't it, though, interesting that these things are going on all around us every day, and most people don't even know these sorts of things are going on. The world is so...
But you know what? Just because you don't know it doesn't mean that the law will avoid it.
No.
Charge.
Right, exactly.
Wow, Warner Music was making $2 million a year on that song.
Yeah. Through BMI, ASCAP, that sort of thing. Carlos Santana said about the Supertime half... Supertime, good boy, good day.
Super Bowl halftime
show. It ought to have live music. Real live music. I thought, weren't they singing, or was that...
Yeah, there was a lot of lip-syncing going on, and not live music, that's for sure. But he was upset because they were in San Francisco and didn't use any Bay Area bands like Journey or Steve Miller or him.
Yeah. Wow, it's all about him. Carlos, you're probably right on that. 28 after on Good Day.
Haynes manuals are now available in online format for all electronic devices. With Haynes Manual Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual. Added features include the ability to enlarge every color photo, a keyword search function, and a detailed troubleshooting section. There are over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle online manuals to choose from, with more being added every day. Go to Haynes.com and enter your make, model, and year to find the Haynes online manual for your vehicle. You can do it for yourself. Let Haynes Manuals Online show you how.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Tax season is here. Many of us are wondering how we can maximize our tax refund and get it faster. Jackson Hewitt CEO David Prokupek shares a few tips on how to make the most of your tax refund this year.
At Jackson Hewitt, we're serving hardworking Americans, making tax season less taxing. And this year, you can have your federal refund loaded onto an American Express Serve account. When you do, you can get your refund up to 2 days faster than an IRS direct deposit. We're going to let folks pop into Walmart and pick up the refund for under $10. It's really a great deal, one of the ways to maximize your refund this year at Jackson Hewitt.
Are there any other benefits for getting refunds on the card?
This American Express Serve card helps you avoid high check cashing fees. You also get $50 on American Express Serve card the same day you complete your taxes with us. It's our way of saying thank you. But the best way to get the biggest refund, for which most Americans is the biggest paycheck of the year, is to talk to a tax professional and make sure you get it right.
For more information, visit JacksonHewitt.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Doug Steffen and Jennifer Horn. Did I say and dumb? I
probably should have said
what's
her name?
Rich McFadden. Her, him, it. Okay, so I'm going to do this a different way than you wanted me to do this, Richie.
Okay.
I'm going to have a 2020 news quiz question that will lead us into a discussion of, it was thought at the time that her name was pronounced Riley Hunter, but apparently it's Real, R-I-E-L-L-E, Real Hunter?
Real.
Okay.
Superman's sister.
Got it, okay. 888-302-3684, 2020 News Quiz. You got a few minutes. We'll get to the story by 20 of the hour, but maybe before, if somebody can remember who Real, what's that, how to pronounce it again? Real? Real. Hunter.
Close enough.
Who is this lady? Why would we be talking about her, but not necessarily now? What was her deal? Why was it an important conversation several years ago? I would say, I give you a clue, it had to do with someone in a rather large political circle. Is that good enough? That's enough of a hint, right?
Now a dirtbag.
She's a dirtbag, or the guy's a dirtbag?
He's a dirtbag.
Yeah, he's a
dirtbag. Although she's a dirtbag.
She's kind of a dirtbag, too, yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah. I'm not going to let the dirt fall off of her.
Okay, so who is she? And after we identify who she is, I'll tell you what the
story is. She's in the news again because she's talking.
What is her story, and why are we talking about this? All right, some people are talking about the $4.2 trillion budget, which is basically dead on arrival, as it ought to be. I don't even want to go there, frankly. The Midwest, big problems with the weather around the country, although the people in California are happy because they're getting rain. It is kind of warm on the West Coast this week. There is a lot of concern about the amount of snow. You see, I don't understand that we need snow in Los Angeles to get water for our water system. But it isn't, some people like it and some people don't like it. It just depends on where you are. And I think the skiing is great up there, right? Look at the skiing. But I'm looking at some pictures of some flooding around this last month or so. Oof. Look at the water in the Midwest. And some of it has washed a lot of good dirt down the Mississippi. You know, the surface water will drain off the soil and make for not pleasant position for position for farmers. You know, so what they have, if you've noticed, at the mouth of the Mississippi, they have barges there now, and they're trying to pick up the dirt and put it on barges so they can bring it back to shore, dry it off. I don't know what they do with it after that, but it's pretty interesting to see how, I mean, this is in essence Mother Nature at work, right? This is how deserts are created. You all wonder, if you look back over the history, the topographical history of our planet, where there is desert now, there used to be lots of fertile land, and vice versa. This, the North American continent was basically rock and sand back about 3 billion years ago. Did you know that? And it was, that was when it was connected to Europe and to, you know, you look at South Africa, I'm sorry, look at Africa, the continent, and South America, and you see how they used to be together, but the, over the billions of years, the planet separated them apart. And the same thing has happened with America. The whole shape of our country and this half of the hemisphere is a lot different. And that's because things change, and they're continuing to change, and that's why we have climate change, and that's why we have things that are earthquakes and all this other stuff. So, but we take it day by day, sometimes minute by minute, and when you see these floods, torrential downpours, woof, you get kind of worried about it.
I'm wolfing a lot today. Are you feeling okay?
I feel fine. Why? You don't think I...
You need a 3-point? Come on. Down off the couch.
That was Charlotte. Charlotte was boof. Remember Charlotte when she used a boof in here?
Yeah.
Boof. I can finally talk about Charlotte somewhat, although when I move out of the house, I think that's going to be a day and a half. Oof. Hey, there I am.
There it is.
See? Told you it's a woofing day.
It's a woofing day. It is. Okay.
I don't know what's going on.
All right, 20 before the hour. I promised we'd get an answer to this question about Rial Hunter. Did I do that okay?
You did. You
were close, yeah.
Okay, all right. Here, so who do we have? Let's see who we've got here. I'll talk to Dottie, who has the relationship information. Dottie, hello. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi, Doug. How are you?
Well, thank you for asking. How are you?
I'm good. A little bit of snow here, but not much.
Nah, but you're not worried about the weather, are you? It's wintertime.
No. Yeah. I'm from Ohio originally, so I don't care about it.
All right. Well, in Ohio, it's worse. You...
I know it is.
You're thankful you're where you are, yeah. All right. So why are we focused on this name? What does Rial Hunter have to do with anything or anybody?
Well, she was the lady that had an affair with John Edwards while his wife had cancer. And if I'm not mistaken, she had a child.
Right.
So I don't know what she's doing today. I really haven't heard
well,
that, and I know who she is.
We brought this up. Thank you. You're fine. I'm going to send you a copy of that book, by the way, that I keep talking about all the time, that my friend Maria Trilogy, Life is Good When You Do the Work. You'll find it very inspirational. So I'll give you that. The reason that we're talking about this is because she appeared on Steve Harvey's daytime program, and Richie, I think you got a little audio from that, have you not?
You know, now, when the allegations first surfaced, John Edwards initially denied the affair and even allowed a close aide to claim paternity for their child. How did you go along with it? How was it presented to you that this is how we're going to present this?
Oh, I just thought that was insane. I mean, I thought the whole thing was insane. But why I went along with it was I was afraid that my daughter, who was unborn at that time, would not have a dad. And I also didn't want to hurt anybody. Like, it was in the middle of a campaign, and I didn't want to be the one to bring down an entire campaign.
Were you really in love with him?
Oh, my God, madly in love. This was not a frivolous relationship. I mean, we were together for 9 years.
Jeez.
I mean, what was it that made
you... We still love each other. We're not together, but we still love each other.
Really?
Yes. Very much so.
So why aren't they together? I guess that would be my question. Where is he now? What's going on with him?
He is a personal injury lawyer in North Carolina, and I just looked up his net worth. He's worth anywhere between $30 and $50 million.
Well, that's what he did before he went to politics.
He's chasing it. Well, remember he had that medical company. The family had a pharmaceutical company, and they had a bunch of money. So he's chasing ambulances and probably skirts.
John Kerry's vice president candidate in 2004.
Yep.
I just don't know how.
Oh, yeah, my God. What are you thinking?
But I don't know how the 9-year affair thing. Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how as a woman you can stay with someone in an affair situation for that long. And part two of that is, how do you do that to your wife who's dying of cancer? I mean, can't you just hold out? I mean, she was literally fighting for her life. And I mean, I know there's pressures and we shouldn't judge, but it's you shouldn't judge what somebody else is going through. Sure it was probably difficult for him, but it's like, give me a break. Can't you just wait?
You think most of the women you know felt the same way, Jinjin?
Yes, I think, especially because Elizabeth Edwards was a very likable, beautiful, inspirational person.
Yeah.
Politics and everything aside, people just liked her.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. Remember when she had the record crusade? I'll never forget that. You remember that? She was all over lyrics and things.
No, that was, what's her face? That was, oh, come on. What do I want to call her?
Tipper Gore.
Tipper Gore.
Oh, okay. But for me, they were both...
They were both the same?
Sort of one and the same. Maybe that's not fair.
I'll never cheat.
Okay. The other thing that I wanted to call your attention to before we pause for a moment here, the story at DougStephan.com from today's show, the story of David and Yvonne, who were having a great time as a couple. They were testing out their new Fitbits to get in shape for the springtime. Yvonne seemed to be on the fritz, or watch on the fritz, so somebody on the internet gave them some incredible information. Yvonne's data showed that she spent 10 hours in the fat-burning zone, but wasn't burning a lot of calories and wasn't very active that day. In addition, the numbers showed her heart rate had been high, and so David posted on a Fitbit forum on Reddit about his predicament, asking users if there was something wrong with her sensor. And then a fellow user asked, has she experienced anything really stressful in the last few days, or is it a possibility that she's pregnant? And from that, they found out that she was. So her Fitbit data was how they discovered she was pregnant.
There you go.
Is that amazing?
Wrap on those bracelets, lady.
Good Lord. The poll, as a matter of fact, today at DougStephan.com asks you whether you have a Fitbit or other wearable fitness tracker. I don't, but I know somebody who does, because I got it. Yes. And I love it is A. B, yes, but I don't use it is B. C, not yet, but I'm getting one soon. D, nope, and I doubt I'll get one. E, I don't know what those are. Richie, have you got a Fitbit?
Got mine on right now.
Have you? Jen?
I sure do.
So how is that different? Doesn't the watch, the iPhone, give you that information?
It does the same thing.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes. It really, mine doesn't play music, but it can control my music on my phone.
Uh-huh.
So really, this Garmin activity tracker that I have on,
that
was everything that an iWatch does, and I paid $150 for it.
Ah, I paid more than that for the one that I got and gave. But it was, it's an interesting, fascinating thing. What I find interesting about the iPhone, I'm sorry, the iWatch, what do they call it? iWatch, right?
Yeah.
It has to have an iPhone with it in order to work.
Yes.
If you don't have the iPhone with it, it doesn't work.
Well, this does too. I mean, I won't be able to read texts on my Garmin activity tracker if it's not synced to my phone. I also won't be able to tell the weather if it's not synced to my phone. So it still does steps and heart rate, but all the other features are tied to your phone.
Poll from yesterday at DougStephan.com focusing on ice cream because the new Ben and Jerry's ice cream. I walked by last night. I was in Manchester yesterday afternoon and went, what a madhouse. And one of the things that I was watching as I walked up, and I had to walk 11 blocks from where I could park the car to get back into the place where all the candidates were. And I walked by a Ben and Jerry's, and they're touting these new ice creams that are made from almond milk. Mm-hmm. And that's what we talked about yesterday. And then yeah. The poll, you often have ice cream, or how often do you have it? Let's see here. 26% said once in a while. 25% of you who answered the question at DougStephan.com said a couple times a month. See here. 16% said it's too cold to think about ice cream. 15% said a couple times a week they have ice cream. 10% said almost every day. 6% said I can't remember the last time I had ice cream. 5% said I can't eat ice cream anymore. I'm afraid that's where I got to find this almond stuff because the dairy is not agreeing with me. And I think, you know, I wonder often, I'm wondering out loud now, when most of you know I'm a dairy farmer and I was selling raw milk at my dairy store at the farm, and I was drinking it. I grew up on raw milk. But whenever I, whether I went back to being sensitized. For a long time, I've had issues that come about as a result of having gluten in my diet and dairy in the diet, kind of phlegmy, that kind of stuff. And I got away from it because I was able to drink the raw milk. And I just use milk on my cereal anyway. That's all. I don't drink it, per se. But I was making ice cream or getting ice cream made out of it. And so now I'm back to the regular milk because we don't have raw milk on the farm anymore. And I'm really, really choked up. And I wonder if that isn't something a lot of you who have that same problem, if you eliminate dairy and go to things like, I love ice cream, and I've stayed away from it this last year because of a lot of different things, but I want to try this Ben and Jerry's ice cream. It seems, or it feels, I mean, let's get some, how about Cherry's Garcia made from that ice cream? That'd be a good deal. But they're trying, and so we asked that poll question yesterday to see what you thought about ice cream. There's nothing better than really good ice cream. 50, where are we now, Richie? Looks like 49 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Can a radio broadcast about a lawsuit actually have an impact on the outcome of that lawsuit? If you ask plaintiff lawyer Robert Hilliard, the answer would be a resounding yes. He was preparing to go to trial with a high-profile lawsuit against General Motors over its faulty ignition switches. GM had already admitted responsibility in thousands of ignition lawsuits and settled them out of court for nearly $2 billion. But the company is contesting some claims it views as suspicious, and Hilliard's lawsuit was seen as a bellwether case. That is, until a real estate agent in Tulsa, Oklahoma heard about it on the radio. The agent recognized the name of Hilliard's client as a scam artist who once cheated him in a real estate deal, and because it was relevant to this case, he reported it to the company. Let's be fair, it didn't take the company long to reveal the plaintiff's fraudulent activity in court, and the lawsuit has now been dismissed. Talk about the power of radio. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Are sharks keeping you out of the water? Well, I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain why you have way more to fear on land next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Thanks to Hollywood, sharks are easily the most feared creatures in the sea. The truth is, you have a much better chance of being struck by lightning or winning the lottery than being
bit by a shark.
Way more people die from car accidents, bee stings, falling coconuts, and even champagne corks than shark attack. So yeah, with proper perspective and a little common sense, you might be safer in the water than on land. Dive into Dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Especially if you're coming up with an idea or two for a romantic adventure this weekend, we have Pauline Frommer from Frommer's Travel Guides at Frommer's.com to give us some advice, last-minute places to go for romance upcoming next year on Good Day.
This is brought to you by Takeda Pharmaceuticals. The tradition of making new goals and resolutions each year to lose weight is nothing new. We all know that making those resolutions and keeping them are two very different things. Medical director of the Wellness Clinic at the University of Colorado, Anschutz Health and Wellness Center, and medical director on the docuseries Extreme Weight Loss, Dr. Holly Wyatt, comments.
In a time when you might be struggling to carry out your weight loss resolutions, it's important to remember that you're not alone. Schedule an appointment with your healthcare professional. They can help you create a weight loss plan that's right for you.
Dr. Wyatt recently helped launch Resolve Now, Stay Ahead of the Curve, a new campaign designed to empower overweight or obese women to take action now and talk with their doctor about a weight loss plan. Visit iResolveNow.com for tips from Dr. Wyatt on how to stay motivated in your weight loss journey. Learn about different treatment options and participate in a cartoon caption contest for a chance to win prizes to help you reach your weight loss goals.
All right, let's move into the travel zone. Pauline Frommer from Frommer's.com, Frommer's Travel Guides. Are you guiding people into a comfortable place to go for a romantic destination? Is it too late, or can we still find? There's a lot of underrated destinations, according to the Frommer's Travel Guide. What do you recommend?
Well, I think it's too late to get away this weekend, but it's not too late to scrawl a word in that Valentine you're going to give to someone special, telling them, hey, honey, I'm going to take you somewhere really special. And I think that could work. On Frommer's.com, we have a list of underrated romantic getaways, places people should be going where they're going to find great romantic possibilities, like the coast of Oregon. You know, people often think of the coast of California for romance.
Yeah.
But coast of Oregon, going to be cheaper, going to have less expensive hotels, restaurants, but the same type of incredible natural beauty, the same kind of artsy, fun, funky little towns like Yahats is a favorite of mine. It has vineyards right in from the coast if you want to go winery topping and tasting wines. So we're recommending the coast of Oregon. We're recommending if you want to go to Hawaii, how about the lesser known island of Molokai?
Wow.
Molokai, yeah, it's off the coast of Maui.
Pauline, did they get rid of the leprosy over there?
That's what it's known for, actually.
I know.
The leper's island, yeah.
It was the island they sent the lepers because it has the highest sea cliffs in the world. So they left these poor people in this one area of the island, and there are a couple of lepers left there. They don't call it that anymore. They call it Hansen's disease. In the rest of the island, it's absolutely pristine. You can walk along the beach and be the only person there. It's like Hawaii used to be. It's so uncrowded, there's not even a traffic light on the island.
Wow.
Absolutely gorgeous. Such a fabulous place. Then if you're on the East Coast, how about Niagara-on-the-Lake? You want to go to Canada this year because the Canadian dollar is really suffering against our dollar, so everything is much cheaper. If you go to Niagara-on-the-Lake, you're within driving distance of Niagara Falls, that iconic romance destination, but you don't have the kitsch at Niagara-on-the-Lake. It's this gorgeous town of Georgian buildings. There are 30 wineries right within the confines of the city. If you go in the summer, there's one of the best theater festivals in all of North America. It's just an adorable little place filled with B&Bs and quaint restaurants.
Oh, sweet.
Places you can stroll hand in hand.
Nice. You missed my rant, or maybe you're listening. I didn't want to do it with you because it would have taken up all of our time. The American Airlines, I made a reservation yesterday, simple reservation online, and it wouldn't go through. I put everything in, and it said system down. And so I called American to get it straightened out to the Platinum desk, and they want to charge me $25 because that's what you get when you don't do it online. I said, wait a minute. What's wrong with this picture? Your website says I can't do this, and you want to charge me more money? And I actually found out that it was cheaper online because the price they were quoting was $25 more than what I was paying online. And then they were going to add the $25 to it. So really going online, if you can figure it out, is the best way to do it. But just sometimes the technology just kind of slaps you in the face. You ever find that to be the case?
Oh, absolutely. Sometimes you just got to speak to a human being.
Yeah. The Frommer's Travel Guide, most trusted name in travel since 1957. Their weekly travel guide is Frommer's.com. Pauline Frommer, happy to have you here as usual. Thank you.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day.
Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.